This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Associated Press is reporting, citing two Western officials, Niger's military junta is threatening to kill ousted President Mohamed Bazoum if neighboring countries attempt any military intervention to restore his rule. The official spoke to the AP shortly before the West African bloc ECOWAS directed the activation of a standby force for possible use to restore democracy in Niger following a summit Thursday. Timothy Abuzu reports for VOA on the meeting from Abuja.
The meeting in Abuja on Thursday of ECOWAS leaders lasted more than 4 hours and took place behind closed doors. Leaders from 11 ECOWAS member states evaluated the regional bloc's position on the socio-political instability in Niger, where President Mohamed Bazoum was ousted last month. ECOWAS directed the Committee of the Chief of Defense Staff to immediately activate a standby regional force. The West African bloc also upheld measures taken against Niger's junta, including border closures, travel bans, and asset freezes on individuals undermining the restoration of constitutional order. Nigerian troops are expected to make up the bulk of an ECOWAS force. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The Associated Press is reporting, citing defense officials, the U.S. Defense Department will provide Ukraine with $200 million in weapons and ammunition to help sustain its counteroffensive against Russia. VOA Pentagon chief correspondent Carla Babb told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program, much of the money will go to demining equipment, which will help Ukraine in its offensive.
One of the things that has slowed down the Ukrainians' offensive is that the Russians had several months to get their defenses in place, and boy, did they put a lot of mines everywhere. So going through and clearing those minefields is a very tedious process, and they need more and more equipment to help with that.
This is VOA News. Iran confirmed Thursday it has placed 5 American prisoners under house arrest in exchange for billions of dollars frozen in South Korea, a development that comes as Tehran for months has indicated it is open to a prisoner swap with Washington. Iran's state-run news agency, IRNA, reported, citing Iranian officials, under the deal mediated by a third country, 5 Iranians jailed in the U.S. will be released, and Iran's frozen funds in South Korea will be unblocked and transferred to Qatar. Iran said the deal with the U.S. involved between $6 and $7 billion that had been frozen as a result of sanctions. Speaking at a Washington news conference Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed cautious optimism.
The deal comes after
So this is a positive step, but I don't want to get ahead of its conclusion because there's more work to be done to actually bring them home. My belief is that this is the beginning of the end of their nightmare and the nightmare that their families have experienced.
Blinken insisted the deal involves no relief, sanction relief for Iran. Hawaiian officials report the death toll has risen to 53 in the devastating Maui wildfires, and the death toll will likely continue to rise. As Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports, U.S. President Joe Biden has declared Maui a disaster area.
It means federal help is on the way to fight deadly wildfires.
Our prayers with the people of Hawaii, but not just our prayers. Every asset we have will be available to them.
Homes have been destroyed. This is the deadliest fire in years in the U.S. Speaking in Utah, the president said,
I've ordered all available federal assets on the island, including the U.S. Coast Guard, the Navy Third Fleet, and the U.S. Army, to assist local emergency response crews along with the Hawaiian National Guard. We're working as quickly as possible to fight these fires and evacuate residents and tourists.
The fires have been fanned by strong winds from Hurricane Dora, passing far to the south. There are also fires on Hawaii's Big Island, but the mayor there says there have been no reports of injuries or destroyed homes. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released Thursday indicates 49,500 people took their own lives last year in the U.S., the highest number ever. The CDC has not yet calculated a suicide rate for the year, but available data suggests suicides are more common in the U.S. than at any time since the dawn of World War II. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.